you start looking at the data, you start looking at the customers, you start seeing what the questions are, what, you know, if they're refunds, why are they refunding it? What's the shipping process looking like? Then you could start creating more products, right? I mean, that's when you go from, you know, a six-figure or a $1 million company to $3 million to $5 million to $10 million beyond. It's simply adding more products. But I always suggest you start with one.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with another Fighting Entrepreneur episode. And today, we're going to talk about how to build supplement businesses. That's right. I'm bringing on a guest who's built an amazing one, whose supplement is actually making its way around. I've known of him and I've known him for a long time, but you know, he kind of went in this direction, then I went in a different direction, and we hadn't connected in a while, except for a bunch of heavy influencers in our world started talking about, not him, but his supplement. And they would mention who made the supplement. And I remember the first time I heard it, I thought, gosh, I know that name. I know that name. And lo and behold, I'm like, whoa, this is a blast from the past. And so I'm really glad to have reconnected with. And today we're going to dive into his supplement building secrets. A lot of you don't know this, but I have a few companies I really want to build in my life. And one of them is a supplement company. I've always wanted to have one. I have actually owned a name for it and owned the domain for almost 8 years now. In case you're wondering what the other ones are, I've always wanted to build a financial company, something in the financial space. And I also want to build a hotel. I want to build a hotel company. Random, don't ask. But today we get to really ask about the supplement business. But before we do that, learn.com. Are you a member? At the time that we're filming this, I'm over 410,000 members inside this community. You're missing out. We got amazing stuff and we have so many amazing features coming. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We just opened up over 20 developer spots in the company. That's all I'm going to say. So you can only imagine what amazing magic we're bringing and you're missing out. It's a free membership. Go right now, learn.com. We are literally the transformational home for entrepreneurs physically and online. You get to meet amazing people. So go join. And of course, go to anikpodcast.com, anikpodcast.com. Make sure you leave us a great review on iTunes. Make sure you binge watch our episodes. Please leave me a great review so we can get this podcast out to more and more people. And I pick a winner every week from those who have left me an iTunes review to get free calls with me, free swag, free money, all kinds of fun stuff. Okay? All right. So listen, I want to introduce our guest who's been on this podcast before. He was on a Freedom Friday episode when we talked about how to boost our immune system to fight coronavirus. So you got to know, right? He knows a little bit or two about supplements. And I'll give you a hint. At the end of that last episode, he had given you a coupon code to get some of his best supplements at a discount. Maybe he'll do that again today. But he's a good friend of mine. He's built a multi-million dollar supplement company from scratch. You know, he developed everything from scratch. He's been an entrepreneur forever. You know, he's dealt with some health issues. He's recovered from those. He's just out doing amazing stuff. So help me welcome a good friend, our fighting entrepreneur for the day, Mr. Ryan Lee. Ryan, thanks for being here, man.
Hey, hey, hey. Love the intro there. And so you're going to build a financial company, a supplement company, and a hotel. Just combine them. A hotel that has like a financial health thing. I don't know what. We'll brainstorm some good names.
You know, in India, it's common for like the biggest brands to be like in the trucking business, in the telephone business, in the construction business, in the housing market. And it's maybe it's in like my genes that I just want to build these random
I'll have
businesses.
That all in one store too. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, thanks for being back. Thanks for coming on today to talk to us about this. We're going to do today's episode a little bit differently. I'm not going to do rounds. We're going to talk about your story because it's really relevant. How the stages you went through to build the supplement company. And then we're going to talk about just what, let's say me, I want to build one. What would the steps be? How would I start? I have no idea. I don't have the next big breakthrough supplement in my mind. I'm literally just, all I have is desire and drive, right? So Ryan, before we start, you know what we do here at the Fighting Entrepreneurs. If you could raise your right hand and repeat after me, the oath of the Fighting Entrepreneur. I, Ryan Lee.
I, Ryan Lee.
Do solemnly swear. Do
solemnly swear.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And reveal all my supplement building secrets.
And reveal 99% of my supplement building secrets.
And I respect that. There's a few things we don't actually want to reveal. So, all right, listen, I want to know, first of all, are you public about the number? Like, how is your supplement company doing? What is the name of it? Tell us a little bit about your supplement.
Sure. Well, it's funny because you've said supplement. Obviously, I lost track at 98 times that you said it. However, I will say this. While some people might call it a supplement company, so we started with a nutrition bar, with an energy bar. I don't even call it a supplement company. We've really transitioned to a lifestyle brand. I launched it almost exactly 2 years ago. I will say this, we're a seven-figure company. We continue to grow, double-digit growth month over month. But this is, now I don't know if you know this, Anna, because we've known each other for a long time. I actually started two pure supplement companies years ago. And both of them actually hit seven figures per month in revenue. Uh-huh. One was called ProGrade Nutrition, which was a back end for all the big online health and fitness pros, because I basically was the original kind of health and fitness online marketer. Like, I started in 98, so I was early. So I was the back end for all of them. No one really even knew I owned that company. And then we started one that was a krill oil company called Omega K. And that had explosive growth as well. I started those with partners, and this is my third health company. And this one I started completely on my own as I went through these health challenges. So I love the health space. That's where I started. That's where I cut my teeth, and it's good to be back.
Oh man, that's amazing. And you're right. You know, it is a different, because yours are bars. It's not the typical popping a pill. It's not your typical vitamin D or anything like that. So when did you start this again? How long did it take? I guess my question is, why come back? You left it. You had those companies.
Yeah.
And then what happened? You left. Well, did you do something else? Did you sell them? Like, what happened to those?
Yeah. Companies? Well, you know what it is. It's like all of us. I'm sure you're. Well, I know you're the same way. Because especially you said you want to start a hotel. We're entrepreneurs. We're natural entrepreneurs, and we have so many ideas, and we want to create, and we get a little bored, a little antsy. Like, when things are good and they're stable, we get that itch, right? We're like, I need to do something. I need to try something new. So when the supplement companies, so one of them, the one we were the back end for the health and fitness industry, we were affiliate driven, okay? So meaning 99.9% of our sales came from affiliates, which was amazing when everyone was mailing. However, one of our top affiliates left, started a competing company, and took everyone, which sucked. So we went from seven figures a month in revenue to seven figures in debt within like a couple of months, because we did multi-million dollar. You basically have to like pre-purchase all these supplements that are coming. And then when all the revenue goes down and you still owe the money. So it took us years to pay off all that debt. So it went from really good to really bad. The lesson I learned there was you have to be able to acquire your own customers. So I was kind of disillusioned by the industry, and I'd been teaching on the side how to build business as well, because I love talking about business, and I was teaching entrepreneur stuff, and it was good, but I felt like something was missing. And then I started dealing with my own health challenges, and I was diagnosed with the autoimmune disorder. I started gaining weight after my fourth child was born, and I was getting the itch. So I created these bars that would help my own health. And I'm like, if I need something that's anti-inflammatory and inflammation-free, something that tastes good, there's got to be tens, hundreds of thousands, millions of other people who might have the same challenge. And I said, let me play, right? Let me play. Let me start. Let me launch one bar. Let me launch one product and see how it goes. I'll give myself a few months. And if it goes well, then we'll kind of go in that direction. So I still kept my marketing business going, and I launched this, and this was almost exactly 2 years ago. And right out of the gate, it was a hit, and it just kept growing and growing and growing. So the other companies that once we paid off all our debts in the supplement company, we closed them down. Our partners and I just went our own ways. We went our separate ways. And now that I'm kind of back and healed my health, I said, you know what? I'm going to start this by myself, my ideas, my vision, my passion, and being able to acquire customers from day one. And even now, 2 years in, we still don't have one affiliate. Everything is done on our own. So,
Oh.
Yeah. So that's really been how we did it. And I'd love to share, like, you know, steps and all that kind of fun stuff. Because I know people love, I know your listeners love the tactics.
Yeah, we're very tactical. And story is important in this one more than anything, because it's, I think the tactics are wrapped up in the story. So when you decided to come back into this kind of world, right, into the health nutritional world, I guess I got all kinds of questions. Where'd the idea for the bar come from? How did you discover the bar? How did you, I guess, talk to me. Yeah. I want to be in the supplement business. Here, I'll tell you. Like, I want to be in the supplement, nutritional, make people healthier business. I probably don't have the highest amount of credibility in that area right now, but as you and I have talked about, we're working on that. I think gastrointestinal issues or people that have gastric problems is near and dear to my heart. I've had so many of those in the past. I have Crohn's disease, and so helping people heal from IBD and all of that. So there's passion there, right? There's, like, I could tell, like, I would want to do that, but that's all I've got. I mean, I don't know anything beyond that. Was your, you going towards a bar, did it have something to do with that? Was it personal for you, or was it just you were sleeping at night and you had an idea for a bar one day?
It was personal, because I said, okay, I'm gaining this weight. I have to fix my health. And I tried everything. I tried, like, making smoothies. I tried different, you know, I would try intermittent fasting. I tried everything. But a little backstory, my background is health, fitness, and nutrition. And I have a master's degree in exercise physiology. But even, you know, sometimes the coach isn't the greatest, you know, sometimes the coach needs a coach. Like, I started getting away from that, and I became desperate. And I said, okay, here's what I'm going to focus on. I've got to win the morning. If I can get my morning routine down on my morning nutrition, instead of, like, going for something crappy or a donut or whatever, I get a good chance to take that momentum into the afternoon. So that was my first idea. How do I start and win the morning? Something simple. Again, I have four kids, so I don't have a lot of time to screw around. My original idea was to create a green drink, because that has anti-inflammatory things, all the good, all
something
the green.
Like this.
Exactly. Yeah. So I wanted to, so that was my first thing. So I started playing with green drinks, but I just couldn't nail the flavor. Like, they just, most of them don't taste good. So I'm like, all right, well, so I played with that for a little bit, experimenting and trying different green drinks. And said, okay, what could I model? I started talking to a couple of green drink manufacturers. Let me have some samples. Couldn't get it. And I quickly shifted to, okay, what about a bar? Right. And then I started looking at all the bars, and I'm looking at the bars, and all the protein bars have whey protein, which dairy isn't great if you have an autoimmune disorder. A lot of them have added sugar, or they have sugar alcohol. You know, they say they're healthy. Oh, we're keto friendly. One carb of sugar, you know, 1 gram of sugar, but it's like 18 grams of sugar alcohol, and you're on the toilet every 5 seconds. or it has gluten, right? Especially the cookie ones. And so I'm like, why can't there be something that tastes really good, but it's good for you, and it's all natural, all that stuff? And that was the idea. Okay, maybe I can do a bar, right? And I kind of thought, okay, what's going to be my dream bar? And the step from that is then saying, okay, well, how am I going to get this made? I know I'm not going to be able to do it in my kitchen, one bar at a time. Some people talk about that story. That's a really rough way to go. And there's, like, food regulations and safety precautions. There's all that stuff you have to kind of be aware of. You hear about those stories, but that's not necessarily the case. So I started calling and talking to bar manufacturers. We had manufactured a couple of bars with our past companies, my past supplement company. So I had some relationships. I called other people, asking around, and I just started dialing and saying, hi, I'm Ryan. I'm going to start a new company, a bar company. The advantage I had was that I had history in the nutrition world. Hey, I've built these other companies. So I'm not a newbie saying, hey, I have no idea what to do in nutrition. How do I create a bar? They're not going to waste their time, right? These companies, whether it's a bar company, a drink company, a supplement company, get hundreds and hundreds of inquiries a day from people who have no idea about nutrition or marketing or anything. And they think they're going to create a, you know, a freaking keto pill and make $1 million a month in two weeks, which isn't reality. So you have to show that, like, this is my background, this is what I'm going to do, and this is my plan. And then I started talking with them and saying, this is the kind of bar I want, and going back and forth with ingredients, and kind of whittled it down to asking the big question. And here's a big question you have to ask for everyone listening, whether it's bars, whether it's drinks, whether it's supplements, is first, well, the first decision you have to make, are you going private label or are you going custom? Private label would be, products that are already being manufactured by them. So for example, there are companies that, that will private label their bars. So it'll be a whatever, a vegan bar, a gluten-free bar, blah, 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 blah. There are probably dozens of them or hundreds of them. The advantage of that is it tends to be cheaper because they already mass produce them. You can get started with lower minimums often because they're already running the bars through, and you would just put your own wrapper and your label on it. So there's a lot of advantage to doing private label stuff to get out fast. The disadvantage is that it's the same as lots of other companies, because lots of other companies could be doing the exact same product. So there was private label, and I knew I wanted to go custom. So I had to start talking to manufacturers, started asking about what's your minimums, because that's a biggie too. Mm. Anything you do custom, there's going to be minimums of thousands of units. And if you're talking bars, you're talking tens of thousands. I will say this, unless you have deep pockets and probably a minimum of $50,000 to $100,000 in cash where you're like, I can play with this, I wouldn't start a bar company. And people say, oh, Ryan, why'd you start with bars? There are so many competitors. There's not that many. Okay, there's 30, 40, 50, maybe. I mean, the barrier to entry is much, much higher for a bar versus starting. I mean, how much does it cost you to start to launch a digital product? $10, right? Go to Fiverr. Hey, create a ClickFunnels page. Boom, you're in business like 10 minutes later. Bars are much different. There's a much higher barrier to entry. So I started going back and forth with them, going formulations. It costs thousands of dollars to get the formulations done and tested, and then they'd send samples. And then I picked the company I wanted to, put down a lot of money, and got my first order in, and started selling. I mean, I started as it was happening. I started building a list of health of people who are interested. Started promoting it. Started getting people excited. So that by the time the bars came, we could sell them.
Okay, so we've got the. It's quite the journey. I mean, it's not just like, you know, figuring it out overnight. I mean, really, someone has to figure out. I love that you said, first figure out, do you want your own or do you want a private label? And there's no right or wrong answer, just a matter of figuring out which way you want to go. And then from there, finding the company. Now, let's say you had some pre-existing relationships, you kind of knew where to go. Look at someone like me, I don't know where to go. Let's say I'm willing to do private label, like I want to do a probiotic or something that I really like, or it's got really good proof and evidence behind it. How do I go around finding the companies that have these, that are making these? Is it a Google search? Is there a directory somewhere? How do I find that?
Yeah. Well, the first thing you want to do is, yeah, and there's I don't remember the URL off the top of my head, but if you're a certified GMP, good manufacturing process facility, you're going to be listed in their directory.
Okay.
I don't remember. Look up like GMP directory. So you'll see a list of dozens or hundreds of manufacturers that are already there. So I wouldn't go with a company that's not GMP certified because you don't know, right? The other thing you have to do is you're going to have to do some legwork. So obviously, if you know someone in the business, ask them. Most people, though, won't say specifically where they get products made because it's, you know, I mean, that's like the secret, right? Like, well, who you're using. And then you start, yeah, you go to Google and you start typing in, you know, private label probiotic, probiotic private label. You start looking at the site. You start looking at the products. You look at their certifications and you call them. You've got to get them on the phone. This isn't like a couple of emails and you send them a check. Like, you have to talk to them and asking them questions. Hey, where do the ingredients come from? Is it US-based? Is it overseas? Do you manufacture it in-house? Because here's a dirty little secret. A lot of these companies will pretend like they're manufacturers, but they're actually brokers. So you might be paying 20% more for your product because they're just ordering for you. It took me a while to figure that one out. I thought one of our guys was our manufacturer, and then I found out they're not. They're just a middleman. So ask them, do they actually manufacture? And here's the question that you know you can work with them. Can I come by and visit the facility? If they say no, move on, because they're hiding something. Any manufacturer worth anything will say, absolutely, we'd love to come give you a tour and show you around. Like, that is a biggie because you just don't know. You don't know that it's so easy to put up a really good looking site, right? You could fake anything now, but to actually go to the facility and see and meet them and all of the companies, we've gone and we've visited all of them. the manufacturers and let me see the equipment. Let me see what kind of sterilization you use. Let me make sure it's a reputable place. So those are important things to talk to. And then asking the big questions, you know, in terms of tactical stuff, how long for the first order? Do you do the labeling in-house? Who's responsible for the labeling? What's the turnaround time for reorders? What's the payment process? You know, are there terms? All that kind of stuff, right? Insurance, how much coverage is there? Shipping, do you charge to ship the products to me? Can you ship anywhere? How long does the shipping take? So there's a bunch of tactical questions, but you usually would want to start, though, unless you have a massive, massive list and a massive following and people already said they would buy it, start with minimums. Like, start with a minimum product. Hey, this is what we're doing. This is what we're looking to do. My name's Anik. I have a list of X thousands of people with this following. We're going to start. I want to test with our probiotic first. What's the minimum order? 200 bottles. Great. I'll take the 200. And you say to them, look, the plan is once we start growing and selling this, like, I want you to be my guy. I want you to be my girl, right? So work with me. Let's do this. And then if it goes well, we're going to keep buying more products and we're going to order more and we're going to have a great relationship. They don't want a one-hit wonder. They want
relationship. Sure. No, it makes perfect sense. Okay, so let's skip ahead for a minute. Let's say got my product, got the company, but you mentioned something. So I got to get ready to market this thing. And you said something, you're like, hey, while I'm sourcing or while I'm waiting for the product to get developed and get ready to be delivered, I'm starting to build a list. I'm starting to build up some hype. Talk to me about that early marketing stage. What does that look like? How are you doing that? Is it just an opt-in page? You build a blog? Yeah. Do you build a website? Are you doing Facebook ads, YouTube ads? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, we did, meaning I, I had a simple landing page. Hey, Rewind's coming soon. Enter your email. So what I suggest you do, obviously, is you start with let's say you don't have a list, right? And you don't have a health list. Because when I started this again, I didn't have a health list 2 years ago. They were all gone. So I started with my own personal stuff, right? Like my Facebook page, my friends, my family. Hey, it's Ryan. And I did an ongoing video series. The company's called Rewind, and I called it Behind the Rewind. So it was me, Facebook, iPhone video. Hey, it's Ryan, and you know, today we're doing this with the bar, and here are some ingredients. You can see what I'm testing, and I can't wait. It's gonna be coming in a couple weeks. If you're interested in grabbing a bar or supporting me, just go over to rewindtoday.com, enter your email, and you'll get on the list. So I started doing that. From what I remember, I would do some promoted posts, and I would do a little bit of Facebook ads, but I didn't do a lot. I don't remember spending a lot on that for the pre, because it was just, I didn't know what I didn't know. So I started more with my warm as much as I can and just getting people excited as best I could. Yeah.
How many people did you end up getting on that list before the product was actually live?
Wasn't a lot. Maybe 1,000.
Okay.
800?
Yeah, but through organic, right? Mostly.
Oh,
just
yeah. You know, and that's the thing. I think what most people do, and I'm not going to say this to try to sound arrogant or I'm better than anyone, which I am. No, but I'm just trying to. Okay, so I'll try to say this nicely without sounding like a jerk. Is that if you're in this just for the opportunity and just to try to make money, oh, I heard there's a lot of money in supplements. I want to make a supplement company and I want to create a product. I don't care what it is. I just want to sell them. Don't do it, right? Because it's people's health and it has to be something you're excited about, right? If you're a 65-year-old overweight dude who knows nothing about health and you haven't gotten off the couch in 3 years, don't start selling fat-burning pill crap, right? Or keto. Like, it's so disingenuous. Right now, can you make some short-term sales? Yes. Will you build a long-term company that's going to grow 7-8 figures? Hell no. Because there's not going to be the love. There's not the juice. There's not the energy. So you've got to find something that really excites you, that you know and you love. So that's why I was able to do it through like sheer determination, start it, because I was really excited about it. It was my story. Hey, here's how much weight I had, and here's my autoimmune, and here's why I'm doing this. If it's just, hey, it's Ryan, and you know what? I want to try to make $1 million, so I'm going to create, you know, the keto crap in a pill, you know, because it's hot. So go buy my stuff. It cost me $1. I'm going to sell it for $99 a bottle. Like, come on, man. So, but that's how most people think. And it's kind of sad. I had one guy, he was trying to sell this health product and he asked me to look at the page. I'm looking at it. I'm like, what, these testimonials, like they're clearly, royalty free. I'm like, this isn't real. He's like, no, I made all these up. I'm like, okay. Not only is that unethical, it's illegal. Like, oh, it's wow. Illegal. And so many people do that. And it's simple. Okay, it's simple. It's not easy, but it's simple to just be a human effing being and say, this is me. This is what we're doing. This is why I'm excited. This is how I want to help the world. I have these great products. If you think it's going to help you, cool. Give it a shot. If not, that's cool too. Right? Like, just do that and it works. It's simple and it friggin' works. And so few people, it's so funny, Anik. Everyone is looking for like the hack or like, what's the secret? What's the one way to get 3 million people on Instagram? Blah, blah, blah. And I know, man, that's like the sexy stuff, right? That's the stuff that sells. That gets you a lot of views, right? They want to see that shit. Yeah. But the reality is the stuff that really works, that's going to be long-term, isn't that. It's the stuff that doesn't scale. It's going into a Facebook group every single day and showing them love and elevating your members and your customers. And we have our reminder of the day. It's taking care of them. It's answering every single email. It's having my team work 6 days a week and getting orders out within an hour of people ordering. Is it more expensive for us? Yes. But that customer experience is something that's really hard to replicate. And now when you see reviews, everything is not just the product, because you can't out probiotic someone else, right? You have a probiotic and I have the same one and it's a stock formula. There's only so much hype you can say, you know, mine has 30 billion, blah, blah, blah. And theirs has 30.2 billion and mine has 31 billion. It's all the same crap. And what happens is when you try to out hype someone, you say things, and in the health space, you are not allowed to make claims. You can't. You can't have a product and say, this is Turmeric, it fights inflammation. Fighting inflammation is a systemic inflammation. That's a disease. You cannot say a supplement cures a disease. You get shut down with that. So it's a different ball game. You have to play by different rules and everyone tries to out hype each other. And you just can't, you can't win that game. So you have to win on the company, on the emotion, on the vibe, on all the other stuff that we don't often talk about.
No, it makes perfect sense. So then let me ask you, what is your sales process? So let's say you've got this list, you got 1,000 people, they're ready to go. You're pre-launching them. When you launch the bar, do you take like an e-commerce approach where it's just like a Shopify store with a listing page, or do you take more of a direct marketing, kind of a pseudo sales page with a single thing that they can buy? Like what's your order or sales page look like?
Well, as of today, this recording, it's an e-com page, like straight up Shopify. I mean, our page looks, we think it looks nicer. There's actually, it's more of a hybrid. Like we've got the e-com on the top, product shot, add to cart, all that functionality, you know, ability to subscribe. But we also have some long copy underneath it. So we have, it's kind of a hybrid. And depending on the product, you're going to need more copy to sell it. It's not so easy to sell a product that's unique without some copy, because now if it's like a vitamin C, you probably don't need 10 pages of copy. But if it's something else, it's something a little bit unique and you want to explain it, yeah, you need more copy. We're working on a new page now that should be ready within a few days that we're going to test, that we're going to do some more cold traffic. We're going to start taking it outside of Facebook and Google, and we're going to start trying some native ads and some other things to play with more direct response style page, but still keeping our vibe and sensibilities. So the answer is yes, e-commerce, but it's e-commerce with some of the, with some more direct marketing, because you still have to be able to sell, right? You still need good copy. You still need to know the difference between a benefit and a feature. You still need to know your Eugene Schwartz and, you know, Gary Halbert and Ben Savenga stuff. I mean, I was, you know, that's my background is all that stuff.
Got it. Okay. So now let's talk. So we know sourcing, finding, kind of during the time that that's all being done, get the anticipation going, get people to opt in, stick to your circle, go out to people you know, keep it warm. Even on social media, you can go out wider, but you don't need to spend a bunch of money. And then you launch it. Hopefully it goes well. Now it's time to start scaling it.
Right.
And so what are you doing for advertising? Is this all, do you buy ads? Do you have solo ads, affiliates? Like, what's the right thing to do in the nutritional space?
Yeah. Well, obviously you want to try to have a mix, right? Because you don't know which marketing channel is going to work the best. As I said with my earlier story, I learned the hard way. You have to be able to acquire your own customers. So the affiliate stuff, if you have great relationships with some big affiliates, cool, you can have them test it. However, you know as well as I do, the big affiliates, the ones who can drive the most sales, are going to want to know that your offer works and converts. They don't want to burn emails with something that doesn't work. So it's like a catch-22. You almost have to do paid traffic first to get something working before you could even go to affiliates. So our where we honed in on Facebook. I mean, that was our first thing. We started with a free plus shipping for the bars, get three bars for free, just pay for shipping to bring in our first couple thousand customers, looking what's the retention, what are people liking. We would try different ads and different hooks. So our bar, because it's vegan, it's gluten-free, we would try all these different angles and see which one was working the best. And because we don't know what we don't know, you might think, oh, it's vegan, so let's just go in for the vegans, but it wasn't really working that well in the vegan market. However, when we started going with inflammation in my story, it worked much better. Okay, so now we're kind of shifting a little bit. Let's have the story more about the inflammation, because I didn't think that was really going to be the winner. And that's, and then as you start growing, you know, you start looking at the data, you start looking at the customers, you start seeing what the questions are, what, you know, if they're refunds, why are they refunding it? What's the shipping process looking like? Then you could start creating more products, right? I mean, that's when you go from, you know, a six figure or a $1 million company to 3 million to 5 million to 10 million beyond. It's simply adding more products. But I always suggest you start with one. Like, start with one product. It's just start with one and let's see how that thing works, right? And then you start adding in more. So that's what we did with Facebook. We started doing Facebook ads. It was working. We started figuring out, wow, they actually love the bar. But, you know, the feedback, the one thing we got was because right and 2 years ago, keto started to explode, right? Mm-hmm. Now everyone's obsessed with sugar. And even though our bar, I think we had 9 grams of sugar in the original, everyone's like freaking out. It was like poison, right? I'm like, it's all from fruit. You're fine. So we redid the bar with a new flavor and cut the sugar down to 4 grams. And then we started launching new flavors. And then after a year of that and the growth, okay, now we're going to do drinks. And now we're doing more stuff. Now we're starting to expand out. But we did that channel with Facebook and that worked well for us.
Yeah, awesome. So Facebook, keep it simple. You're not out there trying to conquer every traffic source. You said just now, you know, you guys are already doing so well and now you're going to try native and adding that.
If it's working, don't get distracted and try 100 things because then you start watering everything else down.
Yeah. And you mentioned something. So I want to dive into this, which seemed like what I've seen, you're right. What I've heard about the Rewind Bar and about your company is a lot of really, really positive feedback from existing customers. I mean, and interestingly enough, I guess because you are a marketer, I'm betting a lot of your friends are marketers. And so I see it in my circle where you see marketers on their personal Facebooks talking about Facebook pages talking about, oh, I eat this bar. I love this bar by Ryan. And, but then you mentioned something interesting because it seems like customer support, customer service, taking care of the customer is a really big part of your business. I get the overall reason why, of course, A, it's just to be, you know, be a good person, be a good human, be a good company, but B, it's a lot easier to sell a product to an existing customer than it is to acquire new customers to get them to buy again and again. And that's great. You mentioned Facebook group. Are there certain things you are doing in your company to reach and connect with your customers? Because I mean, I've bought many supplements in my life. I have bought many, many nutritional products. Never once have I been invited to a Facebook group or any form of community with that company. Right. It seems like you're doing something around that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like, that's our thing. Is the community, is that sense of people feel like they're part of something. And we don't call them customers or clients or anything. We call them rewinders. So we have this thing, it's called the Rewind Breakfast Club. And everyone listening, go join and see what we're doing on Facebook. just type in Rewind Breakfast Club, join us. There are a couple thousand people in there. And I'm in there every single day. My fulfillment company's in there. My operations person's in there. We're answering questions. We're motivating people. We have challenges. We do fun stuff because we call our company Rewind, which whoever's watching the video, you can see behind me, we've got like the records and the 80s stuff. And if I zoom over there, you'll see I have all arcade machines. This is like an old, my whole office is like an old 80s Batcave. So we play into kind of the fun retro stuff too. So we'll have retro trivia in our group. I wanted to go beyond a supplement company. I don't call ourselves a supplement company. I don't call ourselves a bar company. We're like a feel good, have fun company. And that's it. And you know what? And if people want other stuff and we want to, and they want coffee and tea and they want, like, okay, we can offer that stuff, right? We're letting them guide the ship and we're just following, but we're giving them a place where they feel like this is where I want to be. Like, this is my tribe. This is my people. And most sup, and that's what I was saying before. If you're just looking to make some bucks and you're like, I just want to do a keto product, whatever's hot, and collagen was hot for a while, or bone broth, and I'm just going to sell that, and you slap some generic label on it, that's fine. That's a product, right? That's not a company with soul. That's just a product. It's transactional. They're not going to buy, they're not going to wear, you know, blah, blah, blah keto on their shirt. They're not going to wear your shirt. Mm-hmm. You know, is your company, is your business t-shirtable? And that's what I say. And our people, like, when's the Rewind t-shirts coming? When's the swag? When's all that stuff? Like, they love it. And they say, I tell all my friends, I have my sister on it, I have my kids on your products. Like, it's that feeling that you have to capture. Well, I don't say you have to, because you can, again, you can still sell crap anywhere and you can sell some bottles and you can make some money. But we're talking like creating something long-term, creating something that my four kids are proud of this. They'll wear the Rewind t-shirts. They have our bars every day. They tell their friends, I'm right here in our town of New Canaan. I'm on Main Street, our shop here. And my kids at night, they bring their friends, and this is like the hangout. Man, I love that. I love that. And if you're going to do something, do it right and build that community. Because I asked for reviews the other day, and we got like another 50 reviews on Facebook. And what's really interesting is if I was reading through the reviews that a lot of them said, we love the bars, we love the drinks, tastes great, blah, blah, blah. But almost half of them said, I love this company. They're so inspirational. They're so fun. They're so motivational. I love that the owner, me, is in our group every day. I love how he listens. And so many people said, I'm a customer for life, right? That's where you want to get to. So whether you're running Learn, L-U-R-N, of course, whether you have a nutrition company, whatever it is, if you get there, it's hard to lose. And stop focusing so much on the churn and burn. You know, stop getting someone on and playing the reciprocation game where they come on and all of a sudden you're sending them three offers a day. Oh, the one secret miracle burning fat tree. You know, we killed this whole tribe in India to get this plant for you, right? All that BS. Man, treat them with respect. Guard that list with your life. And you will be rewarded. I mean, we get so many compliments. Ryan, I love your company. I love being on your list because you're not hammering me with so many other offers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, makes sense.
We're dropping bombs, baby. Come on. Yeah.
You're serving. Come on. You're serving people. I mean, it's so Facebook group, what other ways? You talked about potential swag. How do you connect with customers? How do you build that community? Yeah. Do you have a newsletter? Do you have, like you said, you do challenges. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's through your Facebook group. Yeah. Newsletter.
Those are the main way. Honestly, those are the two main things. I mean, I cut my teeth with email. I've been sending an email a day for over 20 years. So that's like still our thing
is
I call it a daily ish email. It's pretty much every other day. But it's not, so most e-commerce companies, when they start selling e-commerce, they get away from story and they all of a sudden they go to like Bloomingdale's mode. It's just like generic coupons and like big flashy graphics. And there's no heart, there's no connection, but we're not like that at all. We tell stories. We still engage. Every email has a reminder of the day with a picture of them holding up the product and their testimonial. You know, because we have that retro kind of overall theme, I'll mention some music stuff and, you know, maybe a subject will be, today I was hungry like the wolf, right? Mm-hmm. For those who don't get the Duran Duran reference, then you're probably not a customer of mine, and that's fine. So it's through email, it's through story, and it's motivational stuff. It's not just talking about nutrition, and it's not just talking about here's how to fight inflammation and here's why you should be gluten-free or the 10 ways to blah, blah, blah. Like, they can get that anywhere.
Yeah.
They can't. So it's connection through email and it's the Facebook group. That's like 95% of like our focus with community building, because you can't be everywhere. Like I'm not going to moonwalk on TikTok. I don't have time for that crap. I'm not. And I've known Gary Vaynerchuk for years. We've spoken at a lot of events together, but I don't want to be everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't. It's exhausting, man. I want to come in here. I'll work my butt off. But by like 4 o'clock, I want to be home with my kids and hanging with them and carpooling and coaching. I don't want to be TikToking and Zooming and whatever the heck, Bing Bong, whatever the hell the next thing is, you know, at midnight with your stupid phone. I go home, man, my phone is off. Like, I'm unplugged and I'm connecting with my kids.
That's awesome. No, that's great. So one more question about the business.
Come on, we're just getting started on it.
Well, I like the simplicity of it. I mean, it's pretty
simple. It is, though. It should be simple.
Yeah, you're keeping it focused, you know, one at a time, one thing. Fulfillment. You mentioned earlier, you said, you know, we ship out orders within an hour. Yeah. You know, if you were to turn the camera around, is there a big table there with a bunch of boxes and, like, how are you fulfilling this stuff?
I'll tell you the fulfillment story. When we first did it ourselves, so I had another space, one town over, about 20 minutes away, and we did our own fulfillment, right? And I had I had one person there working full time, just filling orders, and I had my little office in that space, and it worked well. We started growing, and I said, you know what? Let's go with what's called a 3PL, basically an outsourced fulfillment company. So all the bars, all the drinks will go to them. They ship it out. They charge us a per thing. And we did that for a year. The first month, first two were fine. A little screw up with an order here, a slow order here. And it gradually was getting worse and worse to the point where, you know, an order would come in, let's say Monday, like, oh, we got busy, sorry. And it doesn't go out till Wednesday, which, you know, which means it's not on the truck till Thursday. So all of a sudden, we used to get so many compliments. Oh my God, you guys ship so fast. I love your customer service. To Anik, I swear to you, zero compliments about our customer service. Zero. Not one. And it was screw up after screw up. They'd order a variety box and it should be 12 bars and there's 10. And about 3 months ago, I'm like, you know what? It's easy because I don't have to have all the product here. I don't have to worry about that. But we're losing customers and we're losing that feel. I'm bringing it back. Mm-hmm. So I have this is a two-story building and we have the whole building now. So we have this floor, which is my whole office and my 80s videos and my couch and my TV. We're playing music videos right now. And upstairs is the whole thing is all fulfillment.
Oh, okay.
So everything is upstairs and all of our bars and drinks. And we work mostly with the post office, USPS. They come every day. We have a ramp right onto Main Street. They come right around 4 o'clock. They pick up all the stuff. They put it in the truck and they're gone. And we get stuff out. I have her upstairs checking orders every 20 minutes. So if she's packing orders, blah, 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 20 minutes goes, she goes back to the computer. If there's 5 or 10 whatever orders, she prints them out. And the minute it prints out, the customer gets an email saying, your order's being shipped. Here's your tracking. It's like crack, right?
That's awesome.
So imagine you're ordering probiotics and an hour later you get the email. Hey, Anik, thanks so much, man. The order's going to be going out. Here's your tracking.
What is there a CRM or some system that you use to allow you to do that?
We use, so we have Shopify as our main, you know, e-commerce platform, which I love Shopify. It gets expensive because there's so many apps. But I would definitely go Shopify if you're doing a pure e-commerce. I wouldn't recommend some of these other carts.
Mm-hmm.
And we use an app called ShipStation, S-H-I-P, Station. And it basically integrates with Shopify and we print out the stamps and all the stuff. So we have a laser printer for all the labels, you know, and the postage is printed right on it. Because we use the post office, we send most things through priority mail. So we get free envelopes, free boxes, like even right here, like just showing you, you know, we have like, this is the priority flat rate envelope. So for like $8, you could put as much as you want in there. You know, for the bigger orders, we use priority mail. This is a medium flat rate box. So this is, so we actually have a phone number we call from the post office because we do so much volume where they'll send us pallets of this stuff. Because it's, we can't just go to the post office and buy 10 envelopes. We're done with that in 3 minutes. So we'll get a pallet of stuff and just keep all the stuff there. Keep all the...
That's awesome. What about someone just starting that can be a little scary? Do you recommend, because customer support is so important, if they're going to start their own nutritional brand, do it from home, fulfill it yourself, or can they start elsewhere and then, you know, as they grow, bring it home?
You know, it's... I would say if you're just starting off kind of smallish, do it yourself.
Yeah.
I would absolutely do it yourself. It's kind of fun. It's not fun if you get like 1,000 orders in a day, but it's fun. You know, if you start off and you get 10, 20 orders, you go to the post office, like it feels like something's happening. It feels like you have momentum. When you start doing the 3PLs, there's usually some of the charge pretty decent startup fees, and there's a lot of hidden fees. There's fees when they get the product in. There are fees to inventory stuff. There are pallet fees. So if you have 3 pallets, they may charge $10 per pallet per month. There's going to be sometimes minimum. Sometimes they call them management fees or software fees. Sometimes it could be $500 a month. And then they'll charge, you know, maybe let's say $2 in pick and pack fee. But if you want to add a flyer, that's another 50 cents. And another. So it does start adding up. It's great because you don't have to do it yourself. You can get unlimited scale. If you sell 10,000 in a day, they got it. If you sell 3 in a day, okay. You're only kind of paying for what you sell. But with 3PLs, with fulfillment companies, they're doing it for 50 or 100 other companies. So you're not their top priority.
Yeah.
So for me, I wasn't willing to make that sacrifice. I'm willing to work harder and do more and have a little bit more headache and really obsess over customer service. Because that's, to me, you're right. You said it earlier. It's so much less expensive and easier and more effective to keep customers than to go out and try to find new ones.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Makes perfect sense. Man, it's been awesome, Ryan. I know it's blown my mind. Seriously, what I love about it is the simplicity. I really have appreciated it because I think in my head, honestly, starting a nutritional brand, starting a supplement brand, it sounds hard. I just immediately think, God, it's so much easier to digitally publish something. And in some ways, yeah, there's more steps, but also in some ways, it's simpler. Like you basically, good product, good page, Facebook ads, focus on good customer support, right. And they could, you know, there you go.
And physical products, whether it's a supplement, whether it's razors, you know, iPhone cases, books, just convert better than digital.
Yeah.
It's easier to demonstrate. There's more value. Like it's just, it's an easier sale. It's not as easy to sell a quote unquote digital course. You have to really push and explain all the value they're getting versus here's a book, right? Like they get it. They get the value. Here's a bar. Okay, I get it. I understand it. So you'll find that conversions are better. I have a friend who was big with marketing online. I'm not going to say his name, but he went to e-com in the health space. And I saw him a couple, like maybe 4 or 5 months ago. He said, Ryan, man, why didn't you tell me this? Like it's so much better in this world than trying to sell information. But information though is it's infinitely scalable and you get all profits. That's nice too.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, listen, I'm sure everyone who's listening wants to know more, wants to follow you, wants to become a customer of Rewind. Where can they go? And you know, tell us where they can tap into what you're doing.
Go to rewindco.com. Can I do another coupon code for you?
Yeah, please. I'd love to. Yeah.
How about, what should we call it? Should we call it like L-U-R-N?
Sure.
Learn, L-U-R-N, and you'll get 20% off your full order, your entire order.
That's awesome.
Just go there, go to buy whatever you want, L-U-R-N, and you'll get 20% off. Check out especially our new drinks, our flavors, the world's, I'm going to say this, and it's true, the world's best tasting green drinks. We have new flavors coming. We have cherry, we have peach, we have grape. You're going to...
So you did figure it out. You figured out how to make a green drink that way.
Well, that's the thing. After now I had the resources, I spent like 6 months just back and forth and flavor and tasting and no artificial sweeteners. And I'm like, we got it. And we nailed it. Awesome, and now, man. Like, we are all in, baby. We are all in. So it's fun. So, yeah, check it out, Rewind Co. Join our Facebook group, too. just go to Facebook, Rewind Breakfast Club, and check out what we're doing there. And yeah, check me out.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Well, listen, go right now, rewindco.com, 20% off just for being a listener of this podcast. Not so bad, is it? No. Ryan, thank you so much. It has seriously been an awesome episode.
Thank you.
I promised myself no more new companies in 2020. So I am not going to run and take action on this just yet. But hey, listen, I definitely know that there are some amazing products out there that I've thought about that I'd love to put out in the future. And I'll be referencing this podcast when that time comes. Thanks again very much for all of you listening. Rewindco.com. Come on, click subscribe if you're on YouTube below. Click the bell icon, click the thumbs up icon, and make sure you leave an amazing message for Ryan. He took time away from his business, his family, and everything to be here with us today to teach you. Ryan, thank you so much. We hope to have you back again on The Fighting Entrepreneur in the near future. All the best with what you're doing with your amazing company here. And I look forward to just hearing all the amazing updates that come from it. For the rest of you, go out there and kick some butt. And like I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.